I have been working with the local club for some time in relation to this application, and I'm delighted that the Minister for Justice, Jim O'Callaghan, has now approved $2 million in funding to the Immigrant Investment Programme. That's a programme whereby non-EU nationals could obtain Irish passports by providing substantial funds. However, this has now been terminated by the government, and of course Four Masters are successful, and it just didn't happen that easily. It was a very comprehensive and professional application by the club. It has incorporated the Blue Stack Special Needs Foundation and indeed the wider community, which will allow all of the schools in the locality to use this. So it's important that it should now go ahead, and I believe that it will after tenders are invited in the next number of weeks or months, and it should commence before the end of the year.
The facilities that are planned there are very impressive. Would you like to run through them?
Yeah, there's very important facilities there, and it is all facilities for those with special abilities. They're cared for, and of course they have a large accessible gym, fully compliant changing places facility, community meeting rooms, accessible kitchen, a large event space and lift access throughout the building. All will be catered for, and of course environmentally they will ensure that they'll have an A1 BEAR rating and incorporate low embodied carbon construction, rainwater harvesting measures and biodiversity enhancements. So all in all, it's a development that will cater just not for the club and the town, but indeed for all of the surrounding areas.
Pick it up there on the change in facilities. We've been hearing more and more how the Republic of Ireland's really fallen behind in that, and having those facilities available in Donegal Town will benefit the entire hinterland.
Yeah, there's no question about it. That's the whole purpose of it. Indeed, all of the hinterland will have contributed towards the funding that has been raised, substantial funding that has been raised locally. Of course, grants are important, but only important when they can be matched by the locals who provide substantial funds.